Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country but throughout the world, to another edition of this delightful game. And also to welcome the four experienced and skillful players of the game. And first of all, we welcome back one of the original players of the game, who's been with us for 34 years, and that is Clement Freud. And the other three players are equally experienced and skillful. And we welcome back somebody who's recently won a comedy award, and that is Graham Norton. And on the left side, sitting beside me here, is a person who should, I'm sure, soon win a comedy award, and that is the lovely Linda Smith. And sitting beside her is somebody whom I'm sure deserves to win the comedy award, and that is Tony Hawks. Would you please welcome all four of them? And as usual, I'm going to ask them to speak on a subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. Beside me sits Janet Staplehurst, who's going to keep the score for me, and she'll blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the elegant and beautiful Theatre Royal in that vibrant city of Nottingham. And we have in front of us a vibrant Nottingham audience. Who are just ready to cheer us on our way. So let's get the show going with Tony Hawks. Tony, the subject in front of me here is smelling a rat. Tell us something about that in this game, starting now.
A couple of things to remember when smelling a rat. You should never get your nose too close to the rat. Otherwise, it may take a little bit of a nibble. And always get the permission of your parents, or failing that, those of the rat. But, of course, it does mean being suspicious about something. For instance, if the entire audience here this evening began to file out during this wonderful speech, and indeed the panellists joined them and all went to have a drink in a pub in Nottingham City Centre, I would begin to smell a rat, that this whole evening had been arranged just to play a bit of a trick on me and leave me talking alone on this stage in this magnificent bill.
And Clement Freud is challenged.
Haven't we had magnificent...
Not yet.
Well, that's a given when I begin to speak, Clement, I think.
I don't know about the rest of you. I'm still waiting for it.
Good evening. No, he didn't say... he said a lot else, but he didn't actually say magnificent. Tony, that was an incorrect challenge, so you get a point for an incorrect challenge. You keep the subject, and there are 21 seconds left, starting now.
I'm led to believe that the odour emitting from a rat is most unpleasant, but there are some wonderful rat deodorants on the market you can get. Ratty is one of them, I believe. Ratto, another one. And they're all quite...
Linda challenge. Linda Smith.
I think we had repetition of another one.
Yes, another one he did say before. Another.
Sorry, Tony.
So I managed to...
I'm only doing my job.
I managed to...
Listen, that's the rules of the game.
I just want
to know... Have a disappointing
you boo someone when they play the game well. I mean,
I want to know how I managed to list two things and still managed to repeat another one.
No, another. You repeated another, and that is repetition.
Fine, okay,
and
sorry.
So, Linda, you have a correct challenge. You have a point for a correct challenge. You take over the subject. There are 8 seconds left, and you start now.
Smelling a rat is essential if you want to ascertain that this creature is fresh and fit to eat. If it doesn't smell very...
Whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Linda Smith, so she gets that point on that occasion. So Linda is obviously in the lead at the end of that round. Graham Norton, will you take the next round? A nice topical subject here for Nottingham, the Goose Fair. Will you tell us something about... I think they're already anticipating another way that you might take it, Graham. Your reputation goes before you, obviously. Even on radio. So, Graham, 60 seconds as usual, the Goose Fair, starting now.
The Goose Fair is a world-famous event. Well, at least they've heard of it in Loughborough. And it climaxes with the joyous crowning of the lucky girl who's named Miss Goose. She then stands there while each inhabitant, young and old, forms an orderly queue. And they goose her, one after another. Sometimes the glee and laughter can be heard as far away as Beeston. And God knows there's not much to smile about there. I've been through it on the train. Believe me, it's true.
Anyway, Clement Freud challenged.
Repetition of through.
Yes, you're through. Yes, you did go through. Yes.
No,
messing.
I must say, this is the most partisan audience. I mean, they boo every correct challenge. Anyway, but Clement, a correct challenge. You have a point for that, of course. The Goose Fair is the subject. 16 seconds are available, starting now.
A very sensible thing to do at the Goose Fair is to smell the goose. Certainly better than smelling a rat or dancing with, courting, dating, eating. But goose baked in an oven with applesauce and prune is...
Clement Boyd speaking as the whistle went, then gained that extra point. He's now equal in the lead with Linda Smith. And, Linda, it is your turn to begin. The subject, franglais. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
Franglais, an allegedly humorous system of combining the English and French language with muddled pronunciation. For example, avez un slice de gâteaux, which some people find amusing, but I personally consider to be a load of old bollo, and it doesn't entertain me in the least.
I'm sorry, Tony, your light came on, so you must have pressed your buzzer. Yes, you challenged.
No, I didn't. I don't know how my light came on.
I have a little light that comes on when someone presses their buzzer, and your light came on. You must have given it one of those very delicate little...
Right. In that case, repetition.
Of what?
Of franglais, right at the beginning, although she's
you're
allowed
to repeat
that.
What is on the card.
I'm sorry, it's quite tough to come up with a challenge when you haven't got one. I didn't realise I'd be under this pressure when I came. I thought I'd have freedom of choice, but no. You have to just do it when Nicholas says.
No, Tony, your light came on. You could have said, I'm sorry, I didn't press my buzzer, and I would have just carried on.
Oh,
but
okay.
You did actually decide to take a challenge.
All right.
So happy.
Well, can I...
So, Nicholas, that's technically an incorrect challenge, and therefore
yes,
a point
you get
for
a
me.
Point. Of course, darling.
Of course, the entire match is rigged and in the pay of a Far Eastern betting syndicate.
No, it wasn't one of those occasions. I was going to say, because he decided to take a challenge and is now an incorrect challenge, Linda, you get a point for an incorrect challenge.
It's getting worse for me now. I mean...
And you have 31 seconds to continue on franglais, starting now.
Franglais, I'm somewhat dismayed to find that I have 31 seconds to continue on this rather dreary sub...
Well, then Tony has challenged with firmness this time.
Well, clearly you don't want to carry on, so... only the gentlemanly thing to do to take the subject from you. And it was a deliberate challenge, and I feel I should be rewarded for it.
Tony, browbeating the audience is not one of the rules of just a minute. She was not hesitating, she was not repeating anything, and she was not deviating.
No,
so
no.
Linda has another point, and she has the subject still, and 25 seconds on franglais, starting now.
Well, frankly, Nicholas, I'm with Tony on this one, and I can't help feeling that the subject will be far better off in his bilingual hands than in mine, where here I am stumbling...
Graham Norton challenge.
Repetition of amusing. I didn't like to bring it up until now, but she's begging...
All right, Graham, you have franglais and you have 15 seconds, starting now.
I was originally christened Andre, because although my father is Irish, my mother is pretentious. Of this name, a lot of people thought I should be able to speak French.
So Graham Norton was speaking as a whistle and gained an extra point for doing so, but Linda got a lot of points in that round, mostly with her own talent and with some from her help from Tony Hawkes. So she's in the lead at the end of the round, and Clement Freud, your turn to begin. And the subject, a red herring. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
Just a Minute is not usually recognised as an educational programme, but I will, if I may, explain what a red herring is. It ceased to be a dish which is available to people in the 18th century, because now we have kippers which are equally delicious and much easier to prepare. A red herring was a whole herring which was salted in extremely salty water and then smoked in astonishingly dense, thick fog, usually in Yarmouth. And in order to eat it, you had to leave it in either milk or water until the...
Tony Hawkes, your challenge.
I thought there was a timely hesitation.
It was a timely hesitation. Sir Tony, a correct challenge. 9 seconds for you. A red herring starting now.
I once saw a red herring whilst I... I've waited so long.
Linda, you challenge.
I think you know why.
Yeah, but I have to hear it from your...
Deviation.
Deviation from the subject on the card, yes, and that is, therefore, a point to you, Linda, and 6 seconds to tell us something about a red herring starting now.
A red herring, I think, in nature, would be discriminated against by the other dull, drab herrings who are the...
So Linda Smith is forging ahead. Another point for speaking as a whistle went. And with other points, she's now in a strong lead ahead of Clement Freud and Graham Norton and Tony Hawkes in that order. And Tony, your turn to begin. The subject... Oh, I say, this is going to be fun. The other members of the panel. You have 60 seconds, as usual, to tell us what you think about the other members of the panel, starting now.
I think there's one thing that unites the other members of the panel.
Graham Norton challenged.
I know what it is. I'm trying to stop him. Well, it's radio, Tony, for God's sake. It's just a game. Leave it. Leave it.
It needs to calm down. Right. People have nothing
right,
to know.
Graham, we give you a bonus point because the audience loved your interruption.
Oh,
but
brill.
But, and Tony, you get a point for being interrupted, and you have 57 seconds, the other members of the panel starting now.
And that is, of course, admiration for me. And I do get that a lot. People come up to me on the streets, they say, Tony, to what do you attribute your fantastic success in show business? And I reply to them, pity you, my child, for the wheels of this world ride on inexorably down dusty roads towards rich and fertile fields which give forth wheat. And I can tell you, that stops them bothering me. It really does. That we have here are most distinguished, and it's very unlikely that I will manage to talk for a minute without being interrupted, given their brilliance. Graham Norton on the end here, I see him watching me, no longer nervous that I'm going to reveal the terrible thing he thought I was going to say. Sir Clement Freud, what a fantastic speaker he is, and yet he hasn't had the chance because I'm doing so well, isn't it? And Linda Smith here, got a bit of a lead early, but that's all slipping away because Hawks is on form. We all know that now. He's clearly going to go for the full whack. There's nothing going to stop him now. I can see that.
So, Tony Hawks, he got a point for being interrupted, and he got a point for speaking as a whistle went. He worked very hard for 2 points, but... But the audience appreciated. We loved it, Tony. And what has happened to the situation? Well, you moved into second place behind Linda Smith and Graham Norton. Your turn to begin. What my scales tell me. Graham, I don't know whether you weigh yourself regularly, but tell us what your scales tell you. 60 seconds starting now.
What my scales tell me is that I'm slowly turning into a big Irish fish. And I do now consider that cheap holiday near Sellafield turned out not to be the bargain in the long term. I'm a sort of Celtic Esther Williams. Over the Irish Sea I dash, hither tither.
Tony Hawks has challenged you.
Repetition of Irish?
Yes, you talked about the Irish before.
Irish fish, Irish...
No, trust me, you're glad.
I've never known an audience... Boo a correct challenge, and now they've grown as well. It was right. He listened well. Applaud him for that. 34 seconds are available now for you, Tony, having got another point to tell us what my scales tell me, starting now.
My scales tell me that I am 14 and a half stone, which is rather alarming because there is no speaker in them. And yet, I hear this voice, and it worries me because they shouldn't really be telling me anything at all. They should...
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of telling.
Telling. Because the word on the card, you can repeat the whole of the phrase or individual words on the card. And telling is not there, it's tell. So, Clement, well listened. A point to you. The audience couldn't care less, could they, really? As long as you get the laughs, it just keeps going. So, 21 seconds, Clement, you tell us something about what my scales tell me starting now.
What my scales tell me if I stand on the very extreme left front of them is that I weigh hardly anything at all. Whereas moving forward, what my scales tell me is too significant to relate to an audience which has Trent Bridge coming up any moment now.
When... Clement Roy speaking as the whistle wing gain the extra point. He has moved forward. He's now... it's descending order. Linda Smith, Tony Hawk, Clement Roy, Graham Norton in that order. And Linda, your turn to begin. A good soap. Tell us something about a good soap. 60 seconds starting now.
A good soap is a soap that uses its cleansing powers for good, not for evil. I think that members of my panel could use a good soap of various types. Tony Hawk suggests to me...
Yes, Tony, you challenge.
Deviation, I'm Tony Hawks.
So, a correct challenge, Tony. 44 seconds are now available for you to tell us something about a good soap starting now.
I'm told Coronation Street is a good soap, but I don't watch it myself. My favourite was Neighbours. I don't actually entail...
Graham Norton challenge.
Oh, just he seemed to stop.
Yes,
major hesitation.
A stub? No, it wasn't major. It was just a mini one, but it was a stumble, which we call hesitation. 35 seconds.
Ladies,
I have to say, with this audience, you do think thin line between audience and mob. And we beg you not to cross it.
A good soap is the subject, Graham. You have 35 seconds starting now.
In France last year, there was severe flooding. This left many people in a condition known as washed. For soap is not something that is very familiar to the lovely French people. I'm only joking, obviously, because it's a sort of comedy cliche that the lovely people of Gaul...
Clement Freud challenged.
Repetition of lovely.
Yes, you had too many lovelies in... You are the most fickle audience I've ever played. You start off by booing correct challenges, now you're applauding them. Clement, listen well, 14 seconds. You tell us something about a good soap starting now.
I'm torn between El Dorado and Gerlain Almond. But I think perhaps EastEnders, because it's still on, would be my favourite soap. What is so significant about this tale of...
Heard from all members of the panel on that particular subject, which is what I like to happen. And Clement Freud was speaking as a whistle wing, gained that extra point. He's now... Oh, it's an interesting situation. He, Linda Smith and Tony Hawks are now all three equal in the lead, but coming up just behind them... ..is Graham Norton.
Yeah.
Right. Clement Freud, your turn to begin the subject. Hesitation. So, will you talk on hesitation, 60 seconds, starting now?
Of the three things you may not do in just a minute, hesitation, deviation, and repetition, hesitation is probably the one that one is least able to talk about because of fluency. For instance, telling a story of a man with a gun and two bullets confronted with Hitler, Saddam Hussein, Joseph Stalin, Ken Livingston, the Vicar of Dibley... So he shot Ken Livingston twice. You see, the hesitation was essential.
Tony Hawks, you challenged in that long hesitation.
Yeah, well, I was going to leave it because I thought it's hesitation, but he's allowed to hesitate. He's talking about hesitation. But then I thought it was repetition because he hesitated twice.
I thought he was riding his laugh, which is recounting that particular story very well, and he wrote it too long, so I think it was a genuine hesitation within the rules of just a minute. So, Tony, you have the subject with 22 seconds. Hesitation starting now.
It is a good thing on occasions to hesitate, not in this programme, obviously, but fools rush in a little circumcension is... Or a word that... I should be selling a dictionary afterwards with some of these words in.
I hope you didn't say what I thought you said. Linda, what was your challenge?
My challenge was deviation. I have no idea what circumcension is.
Oh, right. It was deviating from English as we understand it, and it is not as good. So you have a point for that, Linda. And 13 seconds, you tell us something about hesitation starting now.
Hesitation, as well as being an important part of this game, just a minute, was also a sin that Hamlet...
Graham Norton challenge.
I don't know why. But it's sort of hesitation, wasn't there?
No. Well, to you, hesitation. To me, breathing. I mean, you know.
We'll go with breathing.
No, I don't think she hesitated. I think she stumbled over a word. I didn't understand
it. That's right, Nicholas.
No. Why are you so aggressive with me when I'm nearly always on your side?
No, you're not, Nicholas. Well, I have to make a show of it being some kind of game, Nicholas.
I wonder whether you were fighting for your feminine rights with three, four men surrounding you. Because you don't need to, Linda, because you can hold your own with all of us.
Oh, thank you.
I've been in the Rocky Horror Show too long, haven't I? Right. You have an incorrect challenge. So you get a point for that, Linda, and there are 6 seconds still for you on hesitation starting now.
Hamlet hesitated over whether or not to kill his stepfather, whom...
So Linda Smith has had another surge.
She doesn't seem old enough.
Her surge is
a
lovely...
I feel a lot older all of a sudden.
This so Surge fellow, where does he hang out?
I was referring to the clothes you wear, right. So she had a number of points in that run, including one for speaking to Whistle Went, and she has taken the lead again ahead of Tony Hawks and Clement Freud in that order. Graham, it's your turn to begin. Well, if our listeners wish to be reminded, we are in Nottingham, and a very apt subject comes up now, lace. Tell us something about lace. In 60 seconds, starting now.
I am a huge fan of lace. So you can imagine my excitement when I was told I was off to Venice. Yes, the Nottingham of the South. It is there that you can witness vast amounts of lace, which is sort of the donut equivalent to sewing, for it is just threads around a hole. It seems pointless, but there, someone's got to do it and go blind. Lace rarely makes up an entire garment. Usually it's just a collar, a cuff, or something very dirty around the hem. I'm stopped.
So, Linda, what's your challenge?
Hesitation there?
Another point to you. 19 seconds. You tell us something about lace starting now.
Nottingham's lace-making history probably gave your most famous rock combo the idea of their name. I speak, of course, of Paper Lace. Who can forget their chart-topping days? No, I...
Clement Freud can.
Me.
Well, tell me how you did it, Clement, because I can't live with the pictures in my head anymore.
Clement, I've given everyone else a bonus point for certain challenges. You haven't had one yet. You have a bonus point because the audience enjoyed that challenge, but it wasn't within the rules of just a minute. So Linda was interrupted. She keeps the subject. 6 seconds available. Lace starting now.
Of course they could afford...
Clement Freud, challenge.
She said of course earlier.
She did say of course when you started that. So Clement, another point to you, and lace and 4 seconds starting now.
Through the Nottingham lace of the curtains, or was it his bee's winged eyes?
So Clement Freud is creeping up on Linda Smith.
Behind the late surge.
We're into the last round, and Linda, it's actually your turn to begin, and the subject is Little White Lies. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
Little white lies are tiny untruths that we tell to smooth the social fabric of life. For example, if I were to say Nottingham Forest had a marvellous season and I'm sure they'll go up next year, that wouldn't be a little white lie. That would be a huge, great, stonking, Melton Mowbray of a bother. Because, unfortunately... sadly, that's not very...
Clement Freud, challenge.
I thought there was a hesitation.
Clement, you have the benefit of the doubt, and 34 seconds on Little White Lies, starting now.
This is a reference to Snow White, who was known as Little White, and told the most appalling untruths, like that a wolf was banging on the door of the hut, and an old witch put out her finger, and it was eaten, and she didn't have enough food. The lions and the tigers and the camels...
Graham, you challenge.
Nowhere have I heard this. I can't sit here. My mother will phone me and say, no, how could you sit through that? These are not the stories I told you.
They were lies.
All of them. But yes. You're telling a lie.
Yes.
Oh, I see, but then that's not a little white lie.
No, that's a major lie, that was. Deviating from nursery rhymes and little childhood stories like that to that
My
extent.
My head hurts.
So, Graham, you have a correct challenge, and you have 15 seconds, little white lie, starting now.
A truth that's told with bad intent beats all the lies you can invent. So said my Aunt Deirdre, the fat, sour-smelling creature. It's a phrase I've never quite understood, and so don't use it very often.
Well, as I said a few moments ago, that was to be the last round, and we have no more time to play. Just a minute. But let me give you the final situation. Yes, Graham Norton, who gives such... He finished in a very strong fourth place. He wasn't very far behind Clement Freud, who's often out in the lead there. He was in second place. He was 1 point behind Tony Hawks, who was in second place. But a few points ahead was Linda Smith. So, Linda, with all your surging today, we call you the winner. And it remains for me to say thank you to these four outstanding players of the game, Graham Norton, Linda Smith, Tony Hawks and Clement Freud. I also thank Janice Staplehurst, who's kept the score for me and blown her whistle so charmingly. We also thank our producer, Claire Jones, who keeps us all in delightful order and when she can. And also we are indebted to the original creator of this game, Ian Messiter. And so from me, Nicholas Parsons, and all of us here, goodbye. Tune in next time we play Just a Minute.